we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio. I don't know if you noticed or not, but I just try and greet you just a little bit different every time I come in with my voice inflection or whatever. So, hey, it's a good opportunity that we have to spend the next half hour together as we discuss the Word of God and the peace of God that He has to provide for us. I am so thankful that the Holy Spirit is working intimately in our lives to produce this peace of God, this wholeness, this prosperity, the health, the soundness of mind, body, spirit, relationship, finances, whatever it is that you need. I pray that you would be made full and complete in God today. So may the peace of God be manifest in your life. Today we are going to be in Psalm 72. Psalm 72. I want to let you know that on September the 3rd, we are going to be starting a sermon series on pursuing greatness at Merritt Assembly of God. As long as this is taking, I don't know if we'll ever get to discuss this on the radio program or not, but we are going to be pursuing biblical greatness. And so if that is something that would be of interest to you, we are going to be preaching that series Sunday mornings at 10:30. And really excited about what God is going to do in that process. So today we are going to be in Psalm 72. Now, one of the things that I mentioned as we were discussing in an earlier broadcast out of Psalm 37 was, "But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." And at that time, I told you that the concept of abundant peace is mentioned on two other occasions in the book of Psalms. It is found in the psalm we're going to look at today, Psalm 72:7. And it is also found in Psalm 119. So we are going to look at those two passages today. So with that being said, let's get into it. This is a psalm, Psalm 72, that is written by Solomon. And it says, "Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure. Throughout all generations, he shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish in abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all the kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He will spare the poor and needy and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. And he shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth on the top of the mountains, its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the field. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him, and nations, all nations, shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This is describing the kingdom of Solomon, and then it transforms into discussing the kingdom of Christ. Solomon's name means peaceable. It means the peace. And he says, when peace is on the throne and Jesus is the Prince of Peace, I want you to know that this is not a stretch. When peace is on the throne, it begins to have a rippling effect throughout the entire kingdom. Solomon would write that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'm telling you that if you want to see your influence increase, you need to allow the peace of God to sit upon the throne in your life, and you will see the residual effect begin to permeate through every realm of your influence. And I will tell you this, that whatever you do well, people of this world, they are looking for excellence. They are looking for character. They are looking for people who will do their work with a spirit of excellence. And so I want to challenge you today to let the peace of God rule in your life. One of my goals in life is to never have the police visiting my house for the wrong reasons. Now, I am very thankful for our Brevard County Sheriff's deputies, because there was one night that we had to call 911 for a fire that we had a dryer that caught fire. It was self-contained. And I will tell you this, the deputies from the Brevard County Sheriff's Office showed up first. And the fire department did show up, and we managed to keep the fire contained. We got it out. But I remember those deputies showing up, and they're there for criminal things. And they were there to help me put a fire out in my life. So if there are any Brevard County Sheriff's officers out there, any deputies or the sheriff, hey, I want you to know you have a fan at Merit Assembly of God, and his name is Bob Arthurs. And we pray for you and pray for your safety. So I'm very, very thankful. So I don't want them to have to come to my house because peace isn't ruling in my house. I want to represent God well. So let's look at what it says. It says, God, give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness. Remember, Solomon, when asked by God what he had liked, whether riches or the death of his enemies, Solomon said, what I really want is wisdom to lead your people, because nobody can do that job without you. And so Solomon begins to reign on the throne, and it said, I'm going to judge like you would judge. I am going to live in righteousness as if I'm a child of the king. I'm going to judge your people with righteousness. I am not going to be oppressing the poor. I am going to judge the poor with justice. There's going to be peace, in not just in the valleys, not just on the plains, but there is going to be peace in the mountains. There is going to be people who are in need, and they are going to find their oppressors being delivered from them. Solomon said, I am going to treat people the way that God would treat people. That was his goal. That was his aspiration. He said, when there is peace upon the throne, it says, they shall fear you as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. He said, but when when people who are sitting in positions of influence and authority and power, whenever they are operating according to the mandates and the word of God, he said, there is going to be reverence of God in the land. Now, I want to ask you, when you consider that reality, do you see reverence in our land? One of my favorite quotes when it comes to church history is Mary Queen of Scots is quoted as having said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe. And when I hear quotes like that, and I look at our day and time, and I think, is there any government right now that is holding God in such high esteem that they're more intimidated by the prayers of any or the assembled masses of all God's people than they do all of the assembled armies of the world? If not, I think we should do something about that. This last week, as I was preaching on God, teach us to pray. I believe all of us could use a refresher course in God, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray fervently. Teach us to pray for direction. Teach us to pray in such a manner, Lord, that kingdoms are drawn back into relationship with God. God teaches to pray. He said, when people begin to experience the righteousness of God and they're living in awe of God, it said, in those days the righteous shall flourish in an abundance of peace until the moon is no more. Now, I looked up that word abundance. We talked about the meaning of definition of peace so much. It means peace. It means completeness, wholeness, wellness, fulfilled, finished, welfare, health, prosperity, salvation. It means all of those things. And here the psalmist says all of that in abundance. Abundance in every and any respect. Abundance, not just for one, but for many. When we are filled with God's judgment, his righteousness and justice, oppression is crushed. God's presence is brought in his provision, and you and I can experience the abundance of peace. And it says, until the moon is no more. It wasn't that long ago that we had the eclipse and everything was focused on the sun and the moon and the earth and the position and all of that. And they told me that one of the consequences of looking at the sun improperly was you could have a detached retina. I already been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Didn't want that to happen again. But I couldn't see everything else that everybody else saw. To me, it just wasn't that impressive an event. It's something that doesn't happen very often, so I appreciate the uniqueness of it, but it didn't leave me saying, ooh, ah, wow. You know what leaves me saying, ooh, ah, wow, is when God is on his throne and people are responding and God is pouring out an abundance of peace. And as best I can tell, the moon is still in existence. Every time you go to the beach and you see the tides rising and falling, that has to do with the fact that the moon is still in its place. And that means that the promise of God's abundant provision of peace is still in effect for his people if we will allow the peace of God on the throne and righteousness to be the rule of our life and justice to be poured out not just upon the rich, not just upon the people who are like us, but upon everybody. Justice as God defines it, not justice as the masses would define it. He goes on, and in verse number 8, he begins to describe this. He said, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him. His enemies will lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the Isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. What he is describing here is a peace that is going to be so pervasive that the boundaries, the front lines of hostility are going to be pushed further and further and further away. They're not just not going to be in your house. They're not going to be in your neighborhood. They're not going to be in your county. They're not going to be in your state. It's going to push to the extents that there's going to be the peace of God from one sea to the other sea, from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean, from the Gulf of Mexico all the way up to the Arctic Ocean, from the river to the ends of the earth. It is going to affect, it's going to extend so that kings are going to come from all over the place, and they are going to fall down and worship him, and they will serve him. That, to me, describes abundant peace. You see, a lot of times people are just looking for peace in their own little world. I want to create an expectation in the believers in Brevard County that the peace of God is so abundant that it can radiate beyond the four walls of our churches, and it can touch government, and it can touch our schools, and it can touch our neighborhoods, and it can touch our young, and it can touch our old. Can I challenge you? Can I encourage you today to join with me in believing for the abundant peace of God, not just in spiritual terms, but in financial terms, in terms of healing, in terms of our marriages, not multiple per person, corporate marriage, you know, one husband, one wife, definition of marriage. Just want to make sure that that gets clarified. Your marriage, my marriage, everybody's marriage. What would it look like if there was so much peace and harmony in our homes that the divorce rate plummeted to zero? That's what I'm trying to communicate. The abundant peace of God. What if we stopped believing in just a little dabble, do you, of peace, just an occasional moment of relief from the hostility and the chaos of the world, and we started believing for God's righteousness on the throne and the peace on the throne, and it begins to radiate and reach further and further into the mass of humanity. I hope you'll fall in love with the peace of God and that it'll be something that you want. We're going to skip over one topic to get to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're going to come back to another area of dealing with peace at another time. But I want to take you to Psalm 119. And I'm going to take you to the beginning of verse number 120 or 161. It says, Psalm 119, 161, if somebody tells you it's verse 100 and something, you know for a fact it is Psalm 119. Okay. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. So let's take a look at this. It says here, that persecution without cause has come the psalmist's way. But in spite of that persecution, in spite of the attacks that are undeserved, the psalmist writes here that his heart continues to be in awe of God's word. So if I told you earlier about Solomon ruling and reigning, and that we would be able to delight in the abundant peace that God has in store for us, that it we get to delight in that abundant peace from Psalm, let me take you back there, Psalm 37, we get to delight in the abundant peace of God, that the peace comes whenever there is peace and righteousness and justice upon the throne. And now there is a third component of this abundant peace of God, this great peace of God that is available to us, and it has to do with our attitude toward his word. I remember having a conversation a long time ago, over 20 years ago, with a person. They told me what church they went to. It was a Bible preaching church. This person told me that whenever the preacher would preach the word, that they felt like standing up and yelling at the top of their voice, "That's not true." And this person was not in awe of the word. They were struggling with the word of God. There was a war going on, like began this in Galatians chapter 5. I want you to know we're still walking in the Spirit, still being led in the Spirit, that the Spirit is warring against our carnal nature, and he's looking to produce spiritual fruit in us, the fruit of peace. And one of the things that is absolutely essential is that we exalt the word of God in our lives, and we hold it in awe. You know, I saw a video here a few weeks ago of a mother and a son who were brought to tears because they went to a baseball game, and Tim Tebow came and spoke to their son before he went up to bat, and then he ended up hitting a home run. They're always going to remember that experience of Tim Tebow speaking to them. Who's that person for you? Well, we've got to make sure that the word of God rises to that level. Not only does the psalmist hold the word of God in awe in his heart, but it says, "I rejoice at your word as the one who finds great treasure." I love it when the word of God comes alive in my life and in my heart. It truly is life-changing. The word of God, listen, I don't just thank God for the promises. I thank God for the correction. I thank God that he's working to refine me so that I'm not an embarrassment to him, and that I'm an agent of blessing for him. And so when God speaks to me, I treasure those words. There are words that God has spoken to me, spoken over me, and I cling to those words. I value them. I rejoice at them. Not only do we need to embrace and rejoice and hold in awe the word of truth, but we have got to reject the word of lying. It has got to be something that is detestable. You know, we want to be people of truth. The psalmist goes on and says, "Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments." Verse 165. "Great peace have those who love your law." If you love God's word, you are going to want to cherish that word, rejoice in it. You're going to realize what a great treasure it is, and you are going to want to follow its decrees. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Not because you have to, but because you're going to realize it is tremendous treasure. Do you realize how blessed we are with the proliferation of God's word throughout our society? People in biblical times might only see a scroll of the word of God whenever they went to the synagogue and someone would break it out and read from it. There are people around the globe who begin to break into tears and rejoice if they happen to see one page of God's word. There are countries there where they will pass around and distribute one page to a church, and as soon as they have that memorized, they will pass it around to another. Here we have the word of God in 4,573,261 different translations. That's not an exact number, it's an exaggeration. You can have it in written form. You can have it electronically. You can have it in an audio version. Today, we have an abundance of the Word of God. And you and I, if we will love the Word of God, love what it says, and say, God, I want to put this into practice in my life, you are going to find great peace. The more we conform our lives to the Word of God, the greater peace that we are going to have. I appreciate the grace of God. I really do. I appreciate the message of grace. I appreciate the message of truth. But too many people use that concept of grace as an excuse and a license for sin, and it was never intended to do that. The grace was supposed to be empowering us to live the life God always wanted us to live. If you want great peace, abundant peace, you've got to have the right attitude towards the Word of God. Love it. And it says, when you do that, there is nothing that is going to make you stumble. Don't you hate tripping and falling? I absolutely despise it. I hate it physically. I hate it even more spiritually. It is just absolutely not something that I enjoy. And when I have fallen, and I have fallen several times as an adult, physically, I want to make sure that I don't ever do that again. One time I stepped off a curb that I didn't know was there, and bam, down went Frazier. There was another time when I walked out a door and my foot didn't set evenly, and bam, down I went. I didn't enjoy that either. There was another time I tripped over a dog. I don't know about you, but when I find something that causes me to stumble, I want to make sure that I don't ever do that again. The Word of God, if you will love it, read it, be in awe of it, rejoice over it, treat it like a treasure from heaven, you are going to find that you have great peace, and you are going to find that as you live out that word, you are not going to be stumbling and falling and injuring yourself. God bless you. Next time I see you, it'll be September. Until then, have a great day. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
true.